Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Hey, what's up, Bar listeners? Before we get into this episode, I want to let you know that today's show is brought to you by AGTV. That's right. The people that made the American Gospel documentary has come up with a streaming service app that's pretty much like Netflix for solid biblical content. Go to watch AGTV. Use the code BAR, the number one, to get 10% off the monthly rate. AGTV is so awesome. They also have our very own Just Thinking podcast on there. So you want to make sure you go to watchagtv.com. Use the code BAR, the number one, for 10% off.
Welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast, the living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy, Dwayne, in the building. Right back in here, another Tuesday. Super excited, as always, to be coming through your speakers, through your headphones, through your earbuds, through your Alexa. Wherever you listen to The Bar, we are grateful that you're listening. And I always love to start the show every week by thanking the listeners, man. You guys make this fun. You make it awesome. I know it sounds like a broken record, but it is so true. Like, days like today, and I'm going to explain a little later, I would much rather not put out a podcast, but I know people are listening. I know people want to, you know, hear what we got going on and find out what awesome guests we have on. And so we made some major moves and sacrifices to make that happen for you today. And speaking of major moves, sacrifices, and awesome guests, I have on an awesome brother that has decided to help me out. Those that follow me close know that I just accepted a new position. I work for a different company pretty much for myself, and I'm running a contract with a company, and I am out of town. And on top of that, my laptop will not let me log in. One of the keys is not working, and one of the keys is my login. So I was in panic mode in the airport, and I reached out to this brother, and there's many reasons why, and I'll get into that a little later. But we have on Mr. Prescribed Truth himself, Mr. Jamal. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, brother. Thank you for having me on.
Good. Yeah, man. No, thank you, brother. Thank you. So for the listeners, if you could tell, I'm on the phone because, like I said, my laptop's not working. I hit up Jamal and asked if he could run quarterback for me and record the show. I knew he had the equipment. He has a podcast. We're going to talk about that. And he jumped in head first, and I'm grateful for that, man. So we're going to get right into that, Jay. So just kind of introduce yourself to my listeners. Anything you want to share, whether it's personal, professional, we get into everything else after that.
Okay, yeah, cool, man. As you said, my name is Jamal Bandy. I am the host of the Prescribed Truth podcast. I started off as a YouTube channel. You can still view videos there at youtube.com/prescribedtruth. I am a husband. It'll be 5 years come February 3rd. Praise the Lord.
That's a long way to 50. That's a little inside joke right there.
That's why I was like, okay, we're gonna wait on that.
Well, that's awesome. Go ahead, man.
And we got two kids, two boys, 1 6 and 1 2. I'm a member of Berean Covenant Church here in Columbus, Georgia. And yeah, I've been doing Prescribed Truth ever since January 2017. So, Lord willing, come January, this will be 3 years that Prescribed Truth has been in effect. I've been podcasting for only just a year. And so, just loving the ride, loving to be able to just distribute this truth that a doctor prescribes.
Awesome. Awesome. That's good stuff, man. Real good stuff. And I have to shout out my brother, Andrew Rappaport. He talks really, really high of you. And also, trying to think of the lady that gave me the contact on Facebook. What was her name when we did the three-way talk? You remember the lady name?
Latanya.
Yes, Miss Latanya. Had to shout her out. Got us connected, and definitely grateful for that, because I feel like I got a brother in the faith and love what you're doing, man. So, prescribe truth. I mean, are you a doctor or what? What's going on with that, man? Where did the name come from? And what you doing, man?
So, no, I'm not the doctor. Oh, Andrew, a little joke on the last podcast I did with Andrew, he tried to say he's going to start calling me the doctor. I said, I am not the doctor.
I kind of like that, Dr. J.
I like it too, you know what I'm saying? I kind of like it, but it's like, I'm saying God is a doctor, you know, he's the one who gave us the prescriptions, you know. I kind of liken it to that show House. You know, you had House, he's the main doctor. You had doctors under him, subordinates. Mm. They'll carry out the tasks, you know what I'm saying? So I can guess you can liken it like that a little bit. But okay. Yeah, he's like, you know, I just distribute the truth that he prescribes, you know, and he prescribes the word, you know. So the name came about when as I was in a cult for about a year and a half. And when the pastor passed away, just kind of just speeding through a little bit, I didn't want anybody to go back through what I went through concerning the cults. And one of the main reasons that I felt like at the time, just before I knew anything about Reformed theology and that stuff, is that I felt like the reason why I was able to be so susceptible to false teaching in that way, because I didn't read the Bible myself. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us that was in that church did not read the Bible ourselves. We just believed what the pastor said. And this is not a knock on pastors, but we know as sheep, we are to examine the word and examine what people are saying, you know. That's a responsible thing to do as a Christian. And so we didn't do that. And so I felt like what I wanted to do was to help people from going down the road that I went through, is to just to alleviate some of these errors that was taught to me when I was in the cult. And that's how Prescribed Truth started. I liken it to the fact that we're all sick, especially after coming to the understanding of the gospel. The Bible says our hearts are sick and desperately wicked. And it's like, well, what's the medicine, you know? How do we be healed from this sickness that plagues us? And it's in Christ. And so it's like, well, it's prescribed to us. It's truth. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so it's just how it just came together, you know?
So, okay. You know? No, that's dope. I like that. I like that a lot, man. And you kind of threw the cult word out there. I mean, you just kind of threw it out there. I mean,
oh yeah, I didn't give no.
What was that?
Understanding what kind of cult I was in.
Yeah, let's clear that up a little bit.
So for anyone who wants to know more in depth about what I went through, I have three videos on YouTube as I give my testimonial. It's one of
the. Make sure you put those in the show notes.
Yeah, I would do that. I would do that. And yes, because I go more detail as far as what I went through through then. But I was in a cult, and I say cult because the pastor he used manipulation to lead us. So it was a Pentecostal apostolic church. That's where the title was around it. But it wasn't traditional Pentecostal or any kind of stuff. It's just he believed in the charisma. You know, it was oneness teaching, and then. Not that wasn't bad enough. He just used manipulation in order to get what he wanted from people who were under him. He knew that our church was mostly made of young people. I think the oldest member other than himself being a pastor was 27, 28.
Wow.
And so he himself was like 33, 34. And so, And so he basically just, he would give us these stories about him, about God using him for miracles. There was even a testimony that he was even rose from the dead. That people witnessed him die in a pulpit and that God brought him back to life. And so he made that his claim to apostleship. And so it was wild, man. And then the church ended up going into a bunch of dealing with drugs and alcohol and orgies, you know, stuff like it just got bad. You know, thankfully I wasn't in any of that. my biggest thing on that was I was with him drinking and stuff like that. When he got into the smoking pot and stuff, I was out of the inner circle by that time. But yeah, I used to serve as his armor bearer, and so I was close in. So yeah, that was my time. That was just a snippet of the time of what I went through in the cult. When it came to dating, like, we had to go to him about who we wanted to date. We had to sow a seed, you know, for him to pray about it, just for him to pray about it.
Wow.
It was a lot.
Wow. So, you know, I've heard that with the apostolic church. And it's funny because, you know, the joke running around, you know, I used to be, quote unquote, an apostle in some circles. But so the people that I were connected to, they made sure that they were distinct from the apostolic denomination. And so that, you know, they were like, you know, that they actually would talk bad about them. Like,
yeah,
like the apostolic denomination. Now they're wrong, but we're right. But yeah, that's pretty weird, man. And that's something to hear. That's a powerful testimony. That's a lot like mine, man. Just coming out of that, you know, false teaching and then finding out what, you know, like you said, I love what you said, you know, that the people weren't reading for themselves, and that's why they was able to fall susceptible. You know, I also liken it to not getting sound teaching, you know, right. Even, you know, reading for yourself. Yeah, we need to, but you know, if the teaching isn't sound, you easily fall into other things, man. Yeah. So as far as your YouTube, let's start with that. What are some of the things that you talk about on YouTube? Is it mostly just about, you know, coming out of that, or what were some of the things you covered on that?
So starting off, it was mostly dealing with things that I was told that was lies. The typical stuff we hear about in the most charismatic circles or apostolic circles, the touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm, you know, refuting that understanding and refuting how scriptures are taken out of context in certain areas in those ways. And then it kind of developed into dealing with more cultural things. You know, I just got this, I got this hunger for apostolics. I got this hunger for apologetics in the midst of while, like, coming out of the cult and going into the other churches I was in prior to hearing the gospel. Like, I wanted to know why I believe what I believed, you know, you know, why the Bible, you know, why any versus Allah versus Buddha, you know, and that got me going into history and learning about textual criticism. Like, and as those doors are open to me, I was like, man, like, people need to be hearing this. Like, this is true, you know, and something I like to always say is, you know, I don't think I coined it, but all truth is God's truth. So like, as I'm looking into history, as I'm looking into how the Bible came to be, as people may say it's so controversial, it's not, it really isn't. But as I began to get into all that, I was like, man, I really want to be able to share these things with people, because I think this really helped, especially those who are in apostolic circles and, you know, who don't really know much about the Bible. They just believe because the pastor tells them to.
Right.
So, yeah. And so that's just, you know, that's kind of what I deal with there. And then I got to more, like I said, more cultural things. Now I've been doing some videos on social justice and I'm dealing with that narrative. And I got this skit that's on YouTube called Woke Brother. That's kind of making that way. And so, yeah, it's just different. There's different things, and getting into more reviews and stuff like that. And up until I got into podcasting.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's funny, 'cause the Woke Brother one, like, had some people confused. They thought, like, you were serious. Like, they didn't know it was a, you know, it was a skit.
I assume people would just know that I'm a Christian and I wouldn't go that hard in that. But,
well, see, that kind of lets you know the time we're in, man. You know, that kind of lets you know, man, because there's a lot of foolishness out there when it comes to the woke theology and the woke ideology that, you know, it's believable, even though you're playing. It's believable that somebody could be that woke, I guess, is the word.
And the thing is, what I was doing, you know, skits, and what I was doing on purpose was that I was only saying what the people are saying, and just in a more harsher way.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't using profanity. Like, one guy said, commented, it's like, I knew you were faking because you didn't cuss. And I was like, well, you know, maybe next time I add some bleeps just for fun. But
it's not a bad idea.
You know, I was like, the thing is, I only said what people were saying. And people, I got some slack. Was like, people don't talk like that. You're making a character of people on this. Yes, they do. Like one video, just a thought, just put it out here. One video I said that, you know, I feel like I'm fearing for my life. You know, I go ahead and treat it. I'm fearing for my life. I'm like, that's not a character. Kimine Uwan said that in the Sparrows conference.
Yep.
About the Sparrows conference, she said she felt like she was fearing for her life because people were just walking out on her. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant women in danger because they don't like what you're saying. It ain't like it's a lie. I just brought it forward a little more.
Yeah. No. That's dope, man. And then to the podcast, and tell a little bit about that, about the frequency and kind of the direction and vision you have for that.
Okay. So the podcast is fairly new for me. And I was so thankful, man. I gotta give you props here, man. When I was connected with you, man, I was just like, man, I'm about to meet the Grand Poobah. Podcast.
Oh my God! Get out of here!
I was like, I'm finna connect with. I had to make sure I had my stuff on point, man. When we was talking to Dwayne, man. Like, no, for real, it was such a blessing, man, because I had no clue of what to do. You know, I wanted to do this podcast, and before I had connected with you, I had already started to try to podcast a little bit via video. And you know, and that was just, but still, I just feel like I was missing that thing. I went through like several intros. You know, and I went through, and I even went through a name. I went through a recent name change. So it was the Prescribing Truth Podcast. And then Andrew Rappaport told me that was just too confusing. It's like you got Prescribed Truth and then you have Prescribing Truth. Like, what is it? You know, what we're going to call you. And I was like, man, okay. So the Prescribed Truth Podcast, I took a vote with my listeners and people voted. You know, they said Prescribed Truth is more easy to remember. I said, well, cool. It's just like touch and go this past year, just trying to learn, you know, just trying to learn how to podcast and, you know, just be consistent. I'm thankful, man. My podcast has been consistent now for just releasing once a week. I went through changing the days. So for those who are listening, I do my best to release a podcast every week on a Monday. So Monday mornings, you should have a new podcast from Prescribed Truth. Wherever you listen from, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and the such, you know, I even found out there's new platforms that are playing Prescribed Truth, Podcast Addict, and other places. So, so please check me out there. Every week, I used to do a live stream of the podcast on YouTube just for my subscribers. I had to change that up because, you know, dealing with the family, my son, sometimes he's dealing with sickness. With his eczema and fevers, he's getting and stuff like that. So it's been a little strain on the family. So instead of doing the live stream on the Sunday evenings, what I would do is now do like an overview, like a quick overview of the podcast live stream with my viewers, just to have that connection with them, with those guys, and thoughts and stuff like that. And so
That's dope, man. That's real cool. And to make you feel better, you know, the bar had a slow start too. Like we were biblical and reforming at one time.
Oh wow. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. And Joe Thorne was like, okay, man, is it biblical and reformed or is it biblical and reforming? Which one is it? Kind of the same conversation.
Wow. You know?
So we went through that same thing, man. And by God's grace, man, it's turned around. And that's what makes me, you know, really excited about what you got going on. Cause I see a lot of same stuff that I went through. I see you going through it. And another reason why I was more than willing to help, man, cause people on my show, they know, I tell them all the time, nobody wanted to help me. I did a lot of digging in the dark, man. And I promised myself that, you know, once I had it figured out that I would give it away freely, man. So I definitely love doing that. So right here, man, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another for his name's sake.
What's up, everybody? I'm Jamal Bandy, the host of the Prescribed Truth Podcast, where I seek to distribute the truth that the doctor prescribes to the church and the world today. The Lord graciously brought me out of a cult in 2010, saved me in 2013, and in 2017, Prescribed Truth began. My mission has been to spread the truth of God's word while refuting dangerous lies affecting most churches and the culture at large from a biblical and reformed perspective. Join me on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube and download the audio version wherever podcasts can be found, including the Christian Podcast Community. If you would like to know more about Prescribed Truth, please visit my website at prescribedtruth.com. And remember, this world is full of errors, but the only thing that the doctor prescribes is truth. Blessings.
All right, we're back. And here with my man Jay, Dr. Jay, this is Jamal from Prescribed Truth. And I just want to, you know, again, thank you, brother, because I don't know if the listeners even know what's going on. I'm literally on my phone in a hotel. You're doing the recording. You're going to post the show for me. And that's big time, man, because I love being consistent. That's something that I pride myself on. And I'm willing to do anything it takes to be consistent. And so I'm just grateful for you, man. So I want to do is get into our signature bar questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests, whether it's Steve Lawson or Mark Dever or a pastor you never heard before. They all get the same three questions. And the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
So I listen to all kind of music. I'm weird in that way. I listen to Christian hip hop, but I also listen to some old school rap, and I listen to some, I don't know what genre I listen to some rock.
Okay.
And I listen to some Hispanic music. Like, it's a song I love. It's it was on, you ever watched the movie Kill Bill a long time ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Actually,
yeah. So that's the Quentin Tarantino, man. So, okay. So there's a song on there in the fight scene where the main character, she goes against the Asian chick. I can't remember her name on there, but yeah. And the song that's playing through that fight scene is just like, so it's just a lot of instruments playing, man. Just instruments and the way they put it together for that scene, which is great. So I fell in love with the song. And nice. So it's like, I just like music, man.
Right. So my favorite part of that scene, though, is when that little water thing say, doop, doop. See, real Kill Bill karate, you know, real pulp folks would get that reference. You know, I did it. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So speaking of, I gotta throw this in here. Speaking of Christian hip hop, what do you think about Kanye's new CD?
So I haven't listened to all the songs yet, but
what?
God is like my right now my favorite track.
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope.
I played it for my listeners. I do like a Saturday live stream on YouTube. Every blue moon, every other week or so. And for my listeners, we listened to it together. Just, we talked about the whole situation, the controversy and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And but I played it for him, and I was like, you know, you could tell, like, he mentioned in his interview, like, he's not a theologian, and he doesn't claim, you know, he's not throwing out some deep theological gems, but it's like, man, it's refreshing to hear him just talk about the Lord like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it was just, you know, it was just really, really encouraging. And so far, man, I really like to see that. I've listened to a few of the songs, just haven't listened to the whole thing yet.
Okay.
And
I've had it on repeat probably since it came out.
So you like, on a typical time when I'm listening to a CD, I'll listen to it like that. Like, I binge listen to it, and I just keep listening to it. And I just haven't done it with this. I've been listening to it on Spotify.
I got you. Yeah, I on the flight, man, I was rocking all the way. You know, it's short, so I was rocking it the whole time. All right, next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
Okay. So I am in and out of a book called New Covenant Theology, and I've started and stopped it. Let me see if I can pull up. I'm reading on my Kindle. I can't tell you by heart who the author is. We're trying to look more into this. It was suggested that I look into it by some brothers who thought it'd be good for me to look into this book. But I don't think it's talking about New Covenant theology. Some people talk about it. I don't know. But yeah, I've been reading that off and on. And I was reading Unpacking Forgiveness by Chris Bronze. I did a series on my podcast dealing with when should we forgive, or should we forgive when someone repents versus, you know, vice versa. Me and Andrew had a discussion about that too on this podcast. And so I've been reading that book, and that book, Covenant Theology, was From Adam to Christ by Nehemiah Cox and John Owen.
Gotcha. So, J.O.
Yeah.
Sweet, man.
So far.
Okay, good deal. All right. Last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
Okay, so podcast-wise, I listen to The Bar. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw it out there. Listen to The Bar. And also, but Just Thinking, I catch them off regularly.
Yes.
I also, I like the way they interact with each other, man. I really love how they interact with each other. I listen to those of the Christian podcast community. So I catch Andrew Rappaport's daily Rappaport. And sometimes I listen to Theology Gals, catch what they got going on over there. Stop and Think About It. It's been a good podcast I've been listening to. And What Are We Doing Here? That's a good one.
Daryl.
Yeah, I've been listening to him. And
that's my dude. Shout out to Daryl and his wife.
And just a new one that I, started listening to. I actually got connected with the brother. Saints Edified. But he hasn't released anything on audio yet. He's mostly on YouTube. We're checking him out. He's doing a polemics series dealing with different things, dealing with oneness Pentecostalism and stuff like that. It's pretty dope. So I try to find different podcasts I can listen to throughout the week, so especially when I'm at work, just chilling.
Gotcha. Okay, sweet, man. Good deal, brother. Well, listen, I really enjoyed having you on the show. Really appreciate you. I always like to close the show out with giving my guests an opportunity to leave it words of encouragement or where they can find you. And all of that stuff that's going to be in the show notes. I'm going to give you the floor to do that right here.
All right. So once again, just thank you once again, brother, for having me on, man. Greatly appreciate that. And giving me the keys to the kingdom for one time only. and I just want to say to the listeners, man, hey, all truth is God's truth. Just stay in the word, stand faithful in the truth. Don't waver for anything, especially concerning this culture. If you want to know more about Prescribed Truth, you can find me at www.prescribedtruth.com. Like I say, you can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/prescribedtruth. And also find me on Twitter, Prescribed Truth, Instagram, JB Prescribed Truth, and all those places like that. If you want to connect with me more, I look forward to connecting with all my listeners. And I'm always welcome. If anyone wants to chop it up with me, you can hit me up at prescribed.truth@gmail.com.
Sweet. And all of that's going to be in the show notes. So make sure you click, follow, all of that. Add it to your listening. Big shout out to this brother, man. And definitely appreciate what you're doing. To the Bar listeners, man, thank you guys for listening to your favorite podcast, The Bar Podcast. Make sure you check out everything on The Bar Podcast Network. Monday, Pastor's Discussion. Tuesday, The Bar Podcast. Wednesday, Just Thinking. Thursday, Mario Esco Live. Friday, Bars, Biblical and Reformed Spitters. And every other Saturday, Truth to Fire, the podcast. Make sure you go to thebargear.com. Pick up some bar gear. It's toboggan season. I'm in Ohio, and it's cold outside. And you need to toboggan. Get your bar gear, toboggan, hoodies, sweaters. And we also got T-shirts for those that are in Florida. We got all that on the website, thebargear.com. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, The Bar Gear. Instagram, Twitter, The Bar_Podcast. And until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out. Righteous music.
What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green room setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.